Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, Ryan Christie, the Onion Podcast,
the Onion Hour. Rooney.
Amazing. What a guest, Sean Rooney. How are you doing, mate?
Ah, no bad, mate. Yourselves?
Good. He looks fresh for what he was up to last night.
Aye.
Was it you and Jack Leach were doing on that couch, you said?
Just watching the golf, mate.
Putting balls into his...
He's raging, isn't he? He's been in a Scotland squad.
He's just sitting there, wasn't he? Can't get the boy there.
I'm sitting on the feet right
back. By the way, we need to say as well, Amy McDonald, what a woman.
Oh, mate, they two were actually like...
Really good.
I'm so hard, like, obviously you were sitting side up all right. She kept looking at you.
Aye, I thought there was a connection there, wasn't
it? It was a bit
awkward,
wasn't
it?
Was
it? Being,
Ricky Forster kept tapping on and said, what are you doing?
By the way, her dad, what a chef. You heard about him? Ronald.
That's a joke, isn't
it? By the way, Andy Halliday today.
Gary, ho! Gary, ho! Gary, ho!
We need to tell them for the live shows because I think people get it. Gary Holt obviously was a bus driver. He's now got a job down the trains.
What a job that is.
He hated the buses.
So it's strange, he's supposedly driving the train with his tapper. If he just sits a pair of trousers and driving the train.
Is it trousers?
Does he wear trousers now?
He's having 11 days in the trot. Ain't no stopping us now. We can't move.
We're living a dream, mate. Just think, you could be doing a 12-hour shift. We're up here enjoying ourselves. Guys like this man on the show.
Mate, unbelievable. We were just saying that. A pure humble guy, I know. I was just like, mate, are you telling all the St Johnston boys now that I won you 2 cup finals? He's like, nah.
Why
so
not?
Humble guy, he's a team player, that mate.
He's to change that, though, didn't he?
We'll change that.
You don't get anywhere mate, being this, a team player.
This season, go back and just be a pure bastard, mate. Shit, there's a question. Andy Halliday,
you need
no
that one, you your jokes in that.
actually, couldn't be asked today, isn't it? Andy Halliday's not here. He's back with Hearts. Supposedly he's desperate to do that yo-yo test again. He says he wants to win it.
He's genius, that joke. Get in a live show and make sure you hear that one.
Frank's appeared. Frank McAvenny was on last night. You like Frank?
No. Don't ever watch the guy, eh?
Come for Frank, love it. He was good though, wasn't he?
But all his stories are unbelievable, aren't he? He is the man, Frank. And even him and Andy are getting really close, aren't they?
They are getting tight, aren't they? What were they doing when you walked in the dressing room last night?
It's weird, wasn't it? Can you get that sweat in the both of them, aren't they? But I see this every show, right, and it's, people go, like, going to shop you, but how amazing is it, mate?
It's so good.
Like, seeing all the crowd are singing your name and that.
I'm only singing your name, boy.
It's frosty when I came out, mate.
It always starts well, doesn't it? And then it kind of goes a wee bit.
It was frosty last night.
I know, it's half a pound, but I think half. A lot is there for Andy, isn't it?
Yeah, Andy's got a big following.
I can't figure it, obviously, Celtic fans sing Andy Halliday for a reason, and Rangers fans sing Andy Halliday for a reason, so I don't know who. What.
I don't know how you keep saying that. Here for open goal. That's why they're saying Andy Halliday.
Debut live show tonight. Your man's coming straight into the deep end on a live show. That tells me everything about him. If we see other players that we've asked, I'll not name them, shite bags, would love to come on the show, but I don't know if the live show's for me. I don't know if I've
just
got that in.
Because
they watch the show, I respect that. So this guy's a podcast, live show, not a problem.
No problem. I'll do it.
So what, you'll do it? Well, you actually do it. Because a certain football player said that if a certain football player sat in there and says, I'm trying to get a club, then I talk about shite, then I talk about piss, then I talk about another thing. Yeah, within 5 minutes, he had his arsehole out on that stage. So then I tell us you'll do everything, mate,
and drove back up the road with not a penny received.
What a guy Rangers.
I'm a hero, mate. What a guy. What's your other as well?
He's a bit like Jamie O'Hara, this man, isn't he?
He's much better looking.
Oh, he looks mental, doesn't he?
Mate, he actually looks like, sort of like Braveheart, doesn't he? Yeah. We should just get him out every show.
He's a big Braveheart speech.
No get one in me. No get anything like that in me.
Have you not? Nah. Are you not an inspirational guy?
No, I just sit there.
He's no mate, I've heard he is.
What, that he gets boys up for it?
Aye. Oh, I don't get anybody up for it. Gary ho! He's slowed right down.
That's the times that we're wanting. We've got a Zoom call with the little slug O'Hara today, and you are pounding his ass.
Oh wow, we got him the other day, didn't we, again?
It's 28-19, by the way, on your leaderboard. That's how far ahead you are of football knowledge on him. What you want us to give him, because he obviously called Scott on the championship side, what he's wanting, any in particular you want me and Slaney to give him?
Guys, ugliest guy I've ever seen. Ugliest.
Yes. He could.
I'll say that.
Yes, he
is. Yeah, I won. He's the man.
I don't want to give him the time of day, si.
He is a good guy, to be fair, and I don't want to.
He's fond of you, mate, isn't he?
He isn't, but he actually is, mate, isn't he? Like, you could talk to him for hours, and then even when the cameras go off and that, like, he actually does like Scottish football, doesn't he? He just kind of plays up to it.
What was his body like when he took his top off?
I know, how can I get on that?
What, fat?
No fat, mate.
That's still well.
No. What a guy, man. He's a man, isn't he? Big Rooney. Mate, but are you always a right back now?
Nah, I was a striker.
You were here, Jen, as a striker for years.
I used to be a striker.
I thought you were a striker, the way you moved.
Some movement on me, honestly.
Oh, big man, I swear to God, honestly, I was thinking.
Hips can't move, but I can move.
Oh, need to change that.
Who put you at right back?
Andy Goldie.
Was it the Dundee United? Dundee United, Andy, right? And how would he just come up to you when you're trying to find your right back?
Well, I was at, so.
Because if you're a striker, mate, you're getting told you're right back.
Listen, it was embarrassing. It was very embarrassing. So it was a trial game for Hamilton, and I started it up front, and I think I scored two or something like that, and then the right back got injured, and then I went to right back, and I set up two, and I was like, fuck me, any chance?
Like, so you scored two, and you're like, what a player.
This guy just scores all the time.
And then he left Hamilton, and then he took me to Dundee United, and then I signed there for 2 years. So, but he left halfway through, and I just stayed right back, and then when I got called up to the under-20s, went up front, and then I scored against Hearts.
Wow.
So then I get packed back to right-back.
Mate, what an advantage playing right wing-back when you've already played up front, because wing-backs now do get in at the back post now, time, and when you've played up front, you've got that natural finish.
That's a great shout, isn't it?
But that's the thing, like, that's probably like, the Scotland now, we are so strong on the left, the two of them get up, whereas Stephen O'Donnell's more defensive, so he kind of, obviously he came in with the volley. If he could just get a wee bit more attacking in the next game, he might sneak a goal in, because they always say that. If you're a right back or left back and we're attacking, be that guy at the far post.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what you're meant. If you were saying that in the cup final, I know we're gonna go into it, mate.
I'll start with the Euros after, and you're gonna.
I know, just because the card, I don't know how you defend that at the back post.
Aye.
Well, I'm dunking you.
I don't get it.
Especially the size, yes.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a wee right back, then you're not worrying too much. But when you're sneaking into far post and you're 6'3", you're like,
you've got a fucking racehorse.
Aye, with that beard and that skinhead.
Big man, have you been enjoying the Euros?
Aye, I loved it.
How good has Scotland been?
Been
alright. First game was shit, but second game, that game right there, down in London, unbelievable atmosphere.
Were you doing?
Aye.
Who'd you go down with?
Big Louis Toshney.
And you, him and Callum Davidson?
Aye, Callum Davidson, aye. End up in the boozers and that, brilliant, but I laugh.
How good was the atmosphere down there, mate?
Aye, brilliant.
Was that unreal?
Aye, so, we went down on Thursday, then we went to the boozer right across from the hotel, and then we just chilled in there that night, and then we asked the guy, right, any boozers open to 3 o'clock in the morning? Aye, there's a few just round the corner to the right. So then we went in, and then as soon as I walked in, every cunt's fucking shouting Rooney and that, and I'm like, ah, fuck me, I'm here for Scotland.
So what was the thinking behind going down? Was it planned to go down?
No, so we're meant to go to the pub. We're meant to go to the pub on Friday, just at Caesars in Bells Hill. So we're meant to go there, and then he had 9 of his pals lined up to come down, booked a table for 9. They all pied that. He's no pals, Big Loose.
No, he's no toss, he's no, but he's desperate thinking about us all the time.
It's a shambles, isn't it?
Shocking. And then we went to, then he's like, listen, none of my pals are coming down. Fancy going to London. Aye, let's go.
So did you just ride down?
He drove down, aye.
No way. What's that, 8 hours?
So we left about 3 o'clock. And we got there at 9, about half 9.
Please tell me he was sitting driving and you were sitting in the passenger
seat. Aye, when I was aye.
Really so.
Right, how would you like to see Scotland line up? I'm saying you need to go same team, eh?
Same team.
Why would you know? What would be the reason for not going same team?
You said a good point, maybe. I think Dykes is a handful though, but you should maybe bring Nisbet in, maybe.
Because you need goals, to be fair. We actually need a goal.
Yeah. We're talking about how well we're doing, they've not fucking scored a goal yet.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we've done well in one match.
Aye, exactly. So for me, we've created enough chances. You can't keep playing the same people if they're not scoring goals. That wouldn't happen in league football, it wouldn't happen in any other football. If you're not scoring goals, somebody else has to come and try. So for me, Shea Adams, what he gives is, it stops the back four when they're trying to play out going long, because they go long to Dykes and hope that Dykes gets it to Shea Adams, whereas I think Shea Adams picks up spaces in that area that he gets it into his feet. Yeah. He gets it, and he's what he does when he gets it into his feet is he moves it. So when sometimes when Dykes gets it, you know yourself when you're playing against a big striker, when a big striker gets it and stands still and doesn't move it, it's easy to defend that. Whereas what Shea Adams does, he gets it, he drops a shoulder and he goes the other way, he plays it out to right back or he plays it out to left back. If he can do that and hold up, it might allow space for maybe like a Nisbet to maybe try and get some. I just think maybe, and if that works, we might be winning and it might be great. If it doesn't, you still have that option of bringing on Lyndon Dykes maybe for the last half an hour to try and go direct and see if we can get.
So you're saying start with Nisbet and then bring Dykes?
Possibly, aye. Because I think if you start with Dykes and it doesn't work out, but you want to do that long ball with the last 20, you might have somebody who's knackered.
Yeah.
And it might not be as effective. Whereas you come on the last 20 minutes, half an hour with Dykes, the back four equation's maybe done in, it might work.
There is rumours that he's going to play Scott McKenna up front.
Wouldn't mind that.
Hanley off him.
Aye, brilliant. Yeah, what about the pace of him, by the way?
Who, Hanley? He's quick as fuck, isn't he?
Fucking rapid.
I know, he's quick. Surprisingly quick, isn't he? Who's been your standouts so far in the tournament? Scotland and other teams. Who's
like the big boy for Wales up front. That Moore, Kiefer Moore.
Kiefer Moore. Aye. No way. He was on trial at Yeovil with me, mate, by Kiefer Moore. And he was a nervous wreck. But you could tell he was a player. Aye. But he was like a non-league guy the season before. I turned up for trial with Yeovil. He was starting the same day. Sound as fuck, great guy. Aye. But he was a bit nervy, man. But you could see he had the ability in Yeovil like that. Nah, you're not for us. But mate, now I was like, is that him? Same guy. He's playing non-league what, 7 years ago?
Wow. Is that the one
that was up front of Euro? So you got any young kids watching?
Aye, he is, aye.
He's been a some player, to be fair.
Kiefer Moore, aye. Very good.
Kev, you messaged. He's called the box so well.
Yeah. You messaged the Wales manager, didn't you?
I messaged Robert Page the other day, randomly, because I thought, I played with that guy, so I just messaged him saying, well done, Pagey. Unbelievable what you're doing with Wales. Messaged me back, cheers, big man. Punch, Wales flag. Wales flag, Pagey.
How good was his story about Peter Reid slips last night in that dressing room?
Genuinely, before we went out last night, I don't even know, was it a true story?
I don't know.
Mate, we were in tears. We've only got to come
out. It was obviously Peter Reid's 65th birthday yesterday, so I brought out a wee story about Peter Reid the time I was picking up the slips as a YT and I picked up his.
And what did they smell?
Can't even repeat it on live. It's too late now, Simon. There's a time and a moment. It's before 9, we need to do this after 9.
Yeah. What about Scotland? Who do you think's been good?
I enjoyed wee Billy Gilmore the other night.
Yeah, he's nice, isn't he?
He's a very good player.
Easy on the eye.
You think Billy Gilmore's the obvious choice, but for me, see Kieran Tierney?
Yeah.
Tierney was
I know he's only played the one game, but I think he's an unbelievable driving
force. He starts the rest of the tournament, we win it.
Who, Gilmore?
No, Tierney.
We win it.
Mate, he has a difference though, isn't he? Like, he changes the whole mentality, isn't he?
He's one of them you look at and think, if we've got Tierney, I think you've got a wee chance. Aye. Aye.
Carl McGregor was a good down night there as well.
Yeah.
Very good.
I know he's one of
the Celtic players I have.
No.
Oh, no, because you picked Gilmore.
You should play Forrest, shouldn't you?
Forrester Miller came on.
Big Lewis Tosh, he was sending him voice notes.
Oh, he needs to drop that, mate.
Didn't even get back to him.
So is anybody like us four here, when you played, anybody looked at us as like Kieran Tierney, a leader on the pitch?
Absolutely not.
I didn't have that, did you?
No.
Did you, Kev?
Nah. Yeah. Maybe Hearts. Nah,
big man, you're a totty.
Fucking hell, I would love to play fucking again, just one match against him.
I
love that shit.
Gary ho!
Right, what a summer he must have had. What a season for St Johnstone.
Unbelievable, mate. Two cup final goals.
Right, to say we've never seen it coming, but we called you about 4 months ago in the season. St Johnstone are a proper team.
I think it was after we played Jews, eh?
Mate, that was when it turned, wasn't it?
Because I scored my own goal.
Did you? Did you score an OG that day?
Well, came in, I fucking tried to clear it with my left, couldn't get the left foot moving. That's the hips, that's what you need to improve, Neil.
What's what was it, 3-1 you saw this?
3-1,
Simon.
Yeah, I actually done it right, that first half, we were decent at
him. But he's had the wind,
No, you had the wind first half. You were better without the wind. You were better without the wind,
How was it, was Callum Davidson fighting on it? How was he not starting you at the start of the season?
Only had that wee boy for...
On a drink?
Had that wee boy for Millwall.
Danny McNamara.
You bullied him right at the team, didn't you?
Well, not he gets sent back to play. He gets sent back to go and play for Millwall.
So, see, at the start of the season, were you saying that David's like, why am I not playing that?
Nah, I just sit there. I don't ever chat with managers, Dora. I just sit there. Enjoy myself.
Aye.
I enjoy myself.
How come you never chat with managers, Dora?
I just enjoy. Just sit back and enjoy yourself.
Enjoy.
Just take it all in.
Take everything in.
So what did Davidson? He's going to he's going back. You're going to play now?
No, he didn't actually say that. He just started me in his game. Played well, I think.
And you stayed in?
Stayed in for the rest of the season.
To
be fair, I was in the nook still, but because he was resting me a few games.
I'm resting you, sure.
Aye, I'm resting you. Fair enough.
Big man, what is it Callum Davidson does in training that he's became so successful?
I think we're just working the shape. And then, but to be fair, we're always doing possession in that. So just walking it side to side, just trying to get the fullbacks further up in that. So
did you start with that formation?
So the very first friendly was against Hibs. We started with five at the back.
Right.
But when we went to the League Cup, the first game we played, when we played with five against Kelly, then we went to a four against Breen when we won 7-0.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow, could he go drink a candy?
I know, but I could get 11 guys at the pub to beat Brighton 7 and all that.
You're right, aye.
Toshney and goals, innit?
Toshney and goals.
Try to get a pal with one of the crowd.
Well, I need to ask you because I love him. Ali McCann.
What a player. What a player.
Go to the top.
He'll go to the top, aye.
That kid will... Say it on Cassie, that kid will go right to the top. Do it in a London accent and go...
That kid will go straight to the top. Terrible, that was shocking.
He set you up on that, didn't he?
Don't ever make me do that again. Yeah, delete that.
What's he good at?
Everett, winning the ball back, passing forward and all that. Loves it. Yeah. I love him.
How far could he go?
Back to the top.
What team?
I'm saying.
Ask him if he can go to the top again. How far can he go?
I would say, honestly, he's better than John McGinnar.
Well, how did you celebrate your double winning season?
So after we won the League Cup, we were back in the next day. We were back in training. The gaffer's going round every day, saying, "Right, I mean, he's going jogging or that." I think the gaffer was more raging.
What, he never gave you the day off?
We were in because we were playing Hamilton to try and get to the top six. That was a crucial point against Hamilton.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't hear much about that, but that was a crucial point.
I'm always thinking we're talking about wing backs, right? Is that what Callum Davidson is? It when the ball goes down the left hand side, get into the back post.
If I don't go forward, then they start screaming at me.
Is he?
Aye.
What is he? Is he a screamer?
It's Maka. It's Maka who's the screamer.
Who's my? Oh, Steve McLean, is it? I like Steve McLean.
In the changing room, Steve.
What?
In the changing room.
Steve McLean, I think I'm going to have a few exchanges of Steve McLean. Good one night, aye, good player. One night I was out and he was out and he was trying to tell me a few stories, mate. Fucking hell.
I was like,
can I just go home, please? Put me to sleep.
Big man, what was the best celebrations? Was it the League Cup or the Scottish Cup?
Scottish Cup.
Was it, mate?
We all went back to the stadium and we all just got on it and we were on to it at six and then we all went back to the hotel. Well, I mean, we booked a hotel and then straight down to the hotel bar, started on the bevy at 9:30 that day, at the next day. And then just stayed on it to about, I think there was a pub open to about 12.
Love that.
Just stayed on it to then, and then we drove home the next day.
Who's a good guy, who's a funny guy, St. Johnstone?
Wee Craig Bryson, he's got the dry part. But Liam Craig, he's what a guy he is.
Liam Craig's a good guy,
He just always says, I'm sitting up with my eyes, fucking start looking at the camera like that. Fucking hell, man.
Who's your car? I always like, there's always car schools, isn't there?
Aye.
Who are you in the car school?
Mike O'Halloran, that's it for now. But we'll try to add Craig Bryson in for next year.
Just for a bit.
Craig Bryson's one of the brightest.
So you're not getting much part of O'Halloran and McCarthy?
Nah, you do it, in fair. Nah, you do.
Right, okay.
It's all right.
Bryson's not the brightest, is he?
It's brighter than me.
You meet me, you know Bryson Johnston next year?
I want to play Europe, pal. I want more minutes than you.
What is it he's got to beat? How many did you? Have you played a full nine in Europe, didn't you?
I thought you were talking about the other Europe.
What was that, 2 minutes?
Aye, not a shot, man.
You bet, Jake, you'll keep a hold of all the players? You must be getting phone calls left, right.
I don't know. We'll keep Alan McCann. That's the main one, isn't
it? He's got the top, isn't he?
He's got the top, he's
on.
Say that, kid will go right to the top.
McCart's obviously going to attract interest.
McCart's done really well, mate. Nah, so is Gordon and Kerr, isn't
he? McCart had over 1,000 passes, and they were all to Witherspoon and just always forward.
Yeah.
Never passed back the way.
That's what I like about McCart. He never just booms it. It's always a clip into a wee foot or a wee bond to Witherspoon.
He's very good.
Is he good on the ball?
Aye, very good. See if you lose it. See if you lose it in training and he's trying to pass to McCart, he'll just go through you and that. Like my mum's a tackle.
Does he?
Aye, if you see.
Mate, do they work on like defending their six? Do they work on defending the
ball? We do, like, so 2v3s, 3v3s and all the time.
Right.
So it's good, to be fair.
Because it's going into the game now, and it's centre-half that actually just want to defend their box.
I know.
The cat loves that, honestly, I think he would honestly tackle his gran or something like that.
It's you play for?
Nave cut. Loves it, my dad's a street.
See how, like, the season... Because as the season was growing, mate, it was just getting stronger. Did you have a wee hang in your head that you might have called up for the Euros?
Be honest, you did.
Aye, probably.
Of course you should. Aye.
But obviously it didn't happen. So.
Did anyone speak to you for Scotland in your consideration?
Nah. None of the St. Johnstone boys got a sniff, did they?
Nah, I don't.
Not even
so.
Like a wee chance at the like, friendly, you know, like the friendlies or whatever beforehand.
I thought big Jason Kerr might have been the first.
To be fair.
Or Jamie, because obviously we did need a left sided centre half.
I thought Wee McCann was a shoe tone, eh?
Seen on Island.
Easy.
So thick, honestly. That is shite, man. How have I dived into that?
See, it was Hibs in the other final, wasn't it?
No, 11.
No, Hibs in the last final.
You had Hibs on toaster.
Aye.
You did, aye.
What was it? Because we loved Jizz, but I think me and you tipped Hibs, so with Hibs finishing
third. Because of the mere attacking players we had.
I
get Champions St. Johnstone against Hibs because you beat them 3-0 one day, eh?
That was a semi-final.
Did you know, like 5 or 6, was it no 7 changes or something? Still beat them 3-0, was that a league game he's done that?
No. So we only beat them 1-0 in the league, and we drew 2 each in the league. So they beat us 1-0, 2 each, and then we beat them 1-0, 3-0, 1-0, 1-0.
Does Callum Davidson do work on the opposition? Like, do you do that relentlessly, say a Thursday, Friday, and what they do?
Nah, it's all about us.
Is it?
I love that. Should never worry about the opposition, because if you do what you do right, the opposition should be worrying about you.
It was all about us, to be fair. Always about us. Then set pieces on the Friday. We've done a few defensive ones, just to know where you're on that when you're defending a set piece, but that's it.
Yeah.
Everything else was attacking.
What about next year? Is it tough now? It's going to be a hard season.
It's going to be harder, obviously, because you can't top it, can you? Yeah. Unless you win the double or win the treble.
Win the treble. Is that the aim next year, in the treble?
Yeah, treble's got to be,
I delete it.
That'd be unbelievable. Had all three,
I've tipped just for third, so dinner let us down.
No, won't ever let you down.
I take it he's obviously we're all good sides. There's a good team unity there. I take it you're all like, we're a team night out, everybody wants to go.
I prefer, obviously, after the Scottish Cup, we were all out in the... To be fair, we've not had a team night out. No. That was the first one after the Scottish Cup.
Get the boys in here the more afternoon.
get them here the night to see you on the show, now. Text them.
Aye.
We'll get them the table. But what I like about St John's as well, you've got a good mix of experience. Yeah. Aye. Guys at a good age. Aye, like your guys like Bryson, Murray Davidson.
So that's what I mean. Oh, the, well, the back five is quite young. That's big. It's only Callum Booth who's 30.
Callum Booth 30?
Aye, turned 30.
He looks so young, doesn't he?
What like age Callum are you? As well.
I'm 24. Turned 25 this year.
No, tell the truth.
So what about ambition? What about your ambitions? Right to the top? Alongside Ali McKenna?
No. I'm here for life, eh?
What's St John's never life?
That's it.
Could you, so see, what is your preferred position there? Is it solely like a wing back, or could you play full back, play wide right?
I could dive, I don't mind.
Turn your hand anywhere?
Aye, play anywhere. Yeah. Play up front, like the big man says.
Do you think you could still play up front in the SPL?
Easy, aye.
I can see why you would say that. Yeah. Because I always felt like Scottish football, see if you're a big striker, you do well in Scottish football.
I'll just flick
it on.
There's
no many big centre halves.
No, I'll flick it on. See who fucking runs in behind. Yeah. Probably catch it myself, thank you.
See, can you see Callum Davidson? He seems like such a nice guy. We've said that on here, but has he got that switch in him where he
does. He definitely
does. Any examples?
Does.
This season? Because you were struggling at first, weren't you? Early doors, we know bottom of the league at one stage.
Aye, we were. But he never really came in angry after the games. Always came in and just said, we're unlucky. See, he's Monday.
It was always quite positive.
It was always positive. But we played well, and to be fair. But we didn't really score any chances. It was a bit like Dundee, like Neil McCann's side.
Yeah.
Where he's created so many chances, but couldn't score. Always nice fitter. I just remember Liam Craig always saying to us, like, listen, I don't want to be in a relegation fight. Let's get us out of this, and that's when we turned bottom of the league. And everybody's like, we're already in a relegation fight, I think. Yeah. And then obviously, after that game, it was against Ross County. We just started winning and drawing and that.
So is Liam Craig the one guy that speaks in the changing?
Liam Gordon's quite vocal as well in the changing.
Is he right?
He's very vocal. That's his boyhood club, isn't it?
Is it St Johnston?
So he's quite vocal.
That's what I love about St Johnston as well. Jay McCart got released obviously at 16, but got released for Celtic. Did you get let go for somewhere?
I got let go for Dundee United.
And
then went to Queen's Park.
Wow. Liam Gordon came to Peterhead on loan. We got relegated that year. Never done well. He'd probably tell you that himself. And that's what I like about all these guys. They've obviously went away and thought, right, I need to look at them now.
You always say the Scottish football. I think there's a great difference between the top players and the guys maybe playing in League One, League Two. It's just getting that break and getting that opportunity to actually showcase yourself. Sometimes when you're younger, you don't catch that break, so you've got to go away to come back again.
When I was at Queen's Park, it was my second season. I played well. I got into the year and that. But see, when I went to Dunfermline, that was a fucking shocking.
Did you ever think about just...
I was shite. Probably after Dunfermline. Then I went down to York, to be fair, as well. When I went down to York.
Who was that with Jackie?
Jackie took me down. Right.
You got them relegated, didn't you? That was a bad time, wasn't it?
Well, Gary Miles came in and then we started going to the Boozer on Fridays and that, four games.
Did you?
Big John Parkin.
Under the cost.
He would take like 10 pints.
A Friday?
And on Friday, I had four again. One time I tried it, started bevying before the game, and worst 45 minutes of my life. It was an FA trophy, it was against a team who was like fucking three divisions below us. And I'm just looking about, like, what's going on, man? Couldn't move, eh? Legs weren't they working.
And how did the parking play?
Unbelievable. And then I went in at half time, and then that Gary Moses went like, listen. What the fuck's up with you? And I'm like, I was on the bevy last night. He goes, well, you get 45 minutes to sort it out. I was thinking, you get 5 minutes or something.
Not even your corner.
45 minutes. Because I was on the bevy.
That's unreal, isn't it?
Ah, brilliant.
I think you need a bad experience with football to make you realise what you have. You're sitting there that you ought probably thinking, I hate football. I retire.
See, to be fair, I live with Aidan Conley, so.
What's he like?
What a guy, yeah.
Is he?
Some of the funniest stories
not
ever.
Not a bad player as well, we didn't call
him like her. There was one time we were coming along the road, and it was 3 years, so it was me and Conley and Danny Galbraith.
Yeah, Danny.
Coming along the road, and I've stopped to let a motor come, and he's no wave to me. I hate that. See if they
used to say something.
Thanks a lot. I hate it. I start grafting up. So I've rolled in my window and he goes, fucking prick. drove away, the big man shoved on his reverse lights, and I'm like, right, we don't need to do this, cunt. So I parked in right outside the house. Like, walked out, he's jumped out the motor, big massive cunt. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get my tortoise here. I start running around the motor. He's chasing me.
Rudy! Rudy! Rudy!
I start running in the motor, he's chasing me. Oh, I've never shat myself so much in my life.
And did he just leave
you? His missus eventually got him in the motor and then fucked off, man. I'm like, whoa, thank fuck. I'm like, I would have honestly ran to Scotland away for that.
Do you know big Sean Morrison? He's Cardiff captain. One of my favourite people in the world. Funny, funny boy. Do you hear about field day? Sean used to be in the motor. Even though it was a big, huge guy, me, granny, whoever was in the morning, we used to do that.
Did you say, let them pass but first?
Let them pass and go. I don't know why I made me laugh so much. Every time I didn't feel. I did an assistant manager once. To make, your car park was tight, quite tight, so when the assistant manager did that, I'm not just done that. That's a new pattern,
isn't it? That's good, isn't
it? Something so simple.
That's one of the best stories I've ever heard there. Got to get my toys.
Fucking, I've never shat myself so much.
Do you ever, what about Gary Moles going mad at, have you ever said anything funny going mad at people?
Oh, all the time, to be fair. I just honestly went mad near enough every game, but, because we were fucking, but see when you won, see you Tuesday.
Oh, brilliant. Because York's a nice place as well, mate.
Aye, unbelievable, York's beautiful, but obviously I didn't really get to experience it.
Aye.
Going out in York, man, it was hostile.
Oh, because you were terrible.
Yeah, it would have been shocking.
Were the fans on you?
The fans were on us every week.
I hated playing at York. You ever played there?
Was it bad?
Never been there, mate. Oh.
It's a nice, it's a carpet, but
pitch is always good, but it's pure, like, just, you can see them, like, you can see it over the back stand, can't you? I hate that in football pitches. You play at Oxford, you can actually see the car park behind the goal.
I played at Oxford.
Terrible, mate. I hate shit like that.
I don't feel like
a player, do you? No, feel like you're in the local park, didn't you?
There's some shit stadiums in the lower leagues in England, don't
there? Cal Naismith was at Aki Stanley player.
Oh, that's in the Hoosner State, isn't it?
Mate, the pitch is honestly like a public park. It's always so long. There's like dog shit on the pitch, man.
Gravity on that story.
What was it?
That's amazing.
Tell that on the live show, isn't it? Right, your decision, as we said, Slaney's, you were 8-2 up in round 4, mate, on O'Hara.
What's the score now?
Overall score 28-19.
28-19?
Battering him.
What's this about?
So Slaney's got a wee, tell him.
Me against O'Hara, we. The games every day in it. We pick like 5 selections for each match, and I think I'm bad. I'm 28, 19.
Says odd, isn't it?
Bad, says odd.
He knows nothing about football.
Not got a clue. The
you
guy.
See, boys in the dressing room, do they go on his word to hear what he says? Aye. Is his word gospel in the dressing rooms?
Aye. Everybody, what's Slaney saying this week? Bang, we're on it.
That's what we need to do. Aye. So, Gary, you think what does Scotland need to do in the morning? Kev gave a great speech.
I
know, just tactically, because we're going to get you the day of the game, both of you, to get another week, because it obviously worked last time.
Aye.
So think everything that you want to say to the boys tomorrow, but tactically, what do we need to do? Because you're obviously a top coach, one of the country's top young coaches.
You've got to get the...
I would say lose Toshnes, but...
Would you say Toshnes a wee bit better?
Aye. Toshnes might be good, but isn't he?
You're meant to be coming in as the assistant.
I know, what happened to that?
I just gave it that shout, didn't I? Imagine meet that downfield. No, don't see that because that'll come.
You're not a number 2 to him, are you, Paul?
No.
I'm not a
number
2 to
him. It's a wee tactical thing for Scotland.
I think Dyke's got to drop in. Forrest and McGinn.
Forrest and McGinn?
Who's Forrest?
So Forrest playing wide, McGinn's playing central?
No, McGinn left wing.
Some man. Your decision, obviously, Grosvenor Sport, we never mentioned them, mate. What a massive. You've obviously heard of Grosvenor Sport.
Aye, massive.
Did all the boys speak about Grosvenor Sport as well in the dressing room?
No. Will we get me to read this out?
Amy McDonald done it superbly yesterday. But you need to try and look at the camera while you're doing it.
Nah, I've not got that in there.
Come on, try it, let's see you.
So, look, mate, just the tap back. Right. You can get involved in the free play game at home as well for a chance to win big money. Big money! It's a simple yes-no game, and a cash prize will be won in each round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize for 10k. Everyone who gets 6 or more right also gets a free bet. Go to...
Free £10 bet, you missed that.
Did I? See what I say?
You're going to get your tortoise.
Free bet.
Oh, fuck me. So free £10 bet. Right, there you go. Go to gsport.com slash open goal to play.
I say yes, sir. I can bring it, but I need a certain song.
I can bring it, bring it, bring it, but I love.
Yes! Brilliant, lads.